Seeking validation from those external of you may steer you, unbeknownst to you, to operate within the force or confines of another individual's energy.
Magnetism.
Yeah. You allow yourself to operate within their will, which doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always coincide with your will, with your desires for you. You might find yourself in those moments operating against your own nature, your own inherent, intuitive, and involuntary feelings within. These are feelings that you own. So why the hell would you give them over to someone else to be directed for the fulfillment of their will, of their desire, of what they believe to be the standard for your life? Yeah. Just to be validated by them.
You letting the blind lead the blind.
You'll find yourself pushing against or giving resistance to your own intuitive mind's directing. Pushing against your spirit that's within, that knows and understands what's best for you, that communicates to you in the form of feelings. Again, they're your feelings. This is your spirit. Your spirit's number one priority is to bring you the greatest fulfillment. It's to steer you in the direction of what is best for you.
That still small voice inside.
That still small voice inside that's saying, hey, this is not the best decision for you. It might work for them, and that's cool, but this ain't the best decision for you. Like, I'm sure you can remember a time where you tried to move or speak or perform in a certain fashion because it looked good on someone else, only to find that when you tried it, it didn't feel as good as you thought it would have felt.
But it's not right. The fantasy always feels better than the reality.
Yeah. It didn't look as good on you. It's cool. You acknowledged it. You were honest with yourself.
Give yourself a back pat for that.
It's never gonna look good when you're performing the copycat ritual. But that other person, they've probably been doing it for so long, it's natural for them. Their movements are fluid. Like, what they do, that's them. That's how they move. To the outside world, they may view some decisions that you make that for you may be beneficial for you in their mind as a bad decision. But guess what? No one knows your true intentions behind any of your decisions except for you. And a good thing to you may be a good thing for you. Trust your intentions. Your intentions move in the same direction as your desires. Conscious awareness is the only true source you have for knowing what's good or what's evil. It's subject to the perception of each and every individual. No one else at any point in time outside of you is inside of you, sharing your thoughts, experiencing your experience, or feeling your feelings firsthand, leading to the intentions behind your decisions. There's not one single individual walking this earth that truly knows why you move the way you move, except for you. No one's inside of you feeling those compelling convictions, which then create reasons that you take and apply as intentions for making your decisions. No one's feeling that feeling of your gut warning you against making a certain decision, or your heart leading you towards a decision. In a traditional society, oftentimes tradition trumps reason. This is not what's said, but this oftentimes clearly gets communicated through the repeat patterns of how these societies' members move. Many of the members are so rigidly stuck in their ways, they're not going to be able to receive reason because they're going to be too busy playing semantics, trying to be right all the time, asking stupid questions like, oh, what does that mean? I can go and do harm to someone else as long as I see it as a good thing? That is not what I mean, and you know good and damn well that's not what I mean. Obviously, there are some parameters, but to a reasonable individual, you're not out here trying to hurt anyone. You're not trying to disrespect anyone. You're not trying to force anyone to be involved in your decision. Will other people be affected by it? It might affect their ego a little bit. You might hurt someone's ego. I'm just saying. There's no such thing as a bad decision except for the decisions that you believe within yourself to be bad decisions. Don't waste your time playing semantics with dummies. Semantics is just like a person electrocuting themselves voluntarily, and now you go and grab that person full body. You're going to become electrocuted right along with them. You're going to be engaged in this back and forth that's going to get both of you nowhere because they just want to prove you wrong. You might be trying to apply some reason. You might be trying to help them to see things from a reasonable point of view, but they just want to prove you wrong. So they're not going to hear you. It's just going to be a back and forth. They're going to constantly pull whatever little piece of reach they can grab hold of to try and disprove your logic. And to you quick to do so's, don't judge based off appearances, based off of a soundbite of someone, if you don't know the full extent. Ask before assuming, because you're starting to piss me off. You're making an ass of yourself.
That's real talk.
Ask yourself, how truly well do you know certain individuals? Ask yourself, like, have I truly spent a sufficient amount of time hanging out with this person, like, really getting to know them, like, one-on-one? Or is this just someone I see often in one particular setting that I really don't know shit about? And really be honest with yourself, like, if you really don't know that person, That's perfectly fine. You can get to know them. But you don't get to know them by inquiring from someone else. You gotta go to them firsthand if you wanna understand them firsthand for yourself. You know, people got no problem wanting to know stuff when the stuff is irrelevant. Anything to do with drama, people gravitate toward that. They love that kind of stuff. Like, they'd rather hear and believe any details surrounding drama rather than what's actually true. Insanity starts in the mind. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, running that same cycle on repeat, never evolving, with the expectation of a different result. It begins with your thoughts. You ever tried intentionally thinking a certain way? And no matter how hard you tried, your mind just wouldn't allow it. Like, you ever tried forcing yourself to realize or to come to the understanding of something that someone outside of you was telling you, like, no, you gotta know this. Like, you have to understand this. You've got to be able to see things from this point of view. But no matter how hard they tried to force that knowledge upon you, or you tried to force it within yourself, you just couldn't see it. No one's able to force how life sees fit to move anyone, including themselves. Nothing great ever results as a result of force. You've got to trust your process. No one can force the rate at which you realize something for yourself. An intuitive grasp of reality.
Yeah, that's an epiphany.
Yeah. A purification or purgitation that brings about spiritual renewal or release from tension.
That, my friend, is catharsis.
Correct. Something disclosed that was once kept in obscurity. It wasn't able to be seen before, but now it's been revealed.
Yeah, that's revelation. That information's been unocculted by the divine.
Right again. All these words describe that big moment that occurs between you, the individual, and the divine. You become elevated in these big moments to a higher level of awareness. It feels great. Reason compels people to move towards greater understanding. So if somebody tried to force something down your throat and you just couldn't get it, the problem may not have been with you. It may have been because they never applied reason to whatever it was they were trying to convey to you. Reason is like magic. It's a power because it opens people's minds. Reason gives people reason to maintain an open mind. Knowledge is power because knowledge is divine. Like, knowledge is a gift. Awareness is a gift from the divine. The more aware you are, the more you become one with the divine.
As within, so without.
Yeah. Your conscious governing awareness that moves you towards greater choices in life, which produce greater intended results in the direction of the things that you desire, that is God within. Divinity is within. Divinity bops to the rhythm of when timing's most suitable for you as an individual. Force only leads to frustration. That feeling does not align with the divine. The divine is peaceful. Peace is the greatest state, just under enlightenment, that one can exist in. Just for clarification, I'm talking about a state of mind. When you look at the map of consciousness, you will see at the top of the map, enlightenment is the greatest state. Just under that is peace. Enlightenment is just knowing, okay? It's just being aware. It's a self-awareness on a grander scale. And as a result of that awareness of self, you now have a better awareness, a better understanding of the world outside of you, of how other individuals operate. Because this entire world, this collective whole, we're all interconnected. We all move to the groove of similar patterns. I'm getting balls deep on this topic right now. Let me back out some. The greatest esteem anyone can achieve is self-esteem. It's an art for me to be able to speak this long and actually have something of relevance to say. And I only say that because I'm speaking by myself. Like, the majority of my podcast, I record dolo. I need to pause and give myself credit for that. Yeah. It's an even greater value for me to be adding value to you who's listening to what I have to say. By the way, shout out to you for listening right now, because you don't have to be listening right now. Real greatness, true greatness, is knowing you've got a massive advantage, a massive superpower, and never using it to bring others down. The most powerful way to help heal someone is to just listen. Don't analyze, don't make assumptions, just listen.
The silence to speak to you.
People begin to heal the moment they realize they're being heard. You'll never be capable of helping someone heal if you're not willing to come up off that ego. If you're not willing to step outside of your own feelings, your own emotions, and really allow yourself for a moment to view things entirely from that other person's perspective. You ever lost something in your house, like your remote or glasses, something, just anything, any random thing, and you're frantic looking for that thing? It oftentimes seems impossible to find that thing when you're trying to like really force yourself to focus and look specifically in certain places. Like, I know it was over here. I know it was over here. Like, you want it to be in these places because you remember, yo, I saw it here last time, or I saw it there. But once you stop trying to force things, once you stop thinking about it, once you go into a place of peace, which is just to say you've made peace with the idea that, you know what, I'm not going to find this right now. So there's no need in me getting worked up about it. All of a sudden, that thing just pops up. It's like, as soon as you're no longer looking for it, as soon as you start looking for something else, it randomly just shows up somewhere. Like, what the hell, man? That's the way enlightenment works. You got to be able to silence all the external noise to even be able to look deep within. Deep inside at all your dark internal crevices, at all your past hurts, past traumas, and those things that tend to mentally get avoided by you. You gotta shed light on those areas. You got to enlighten yourself by shining your own inner light on the real reason, on the real truth behind why it is you do the things you do, why you move the way you move. What things do you do because you inherently desire to versus what things you do because you've been programmed to by those external of you? It's vital to ask yourself, am I just going through the motions? Without truly experiencing the emotions believed to be associated with performing those motions. Don't resist change. Don't try and fight it. Change is undefeated. Regardless of whether or not you'll accept change as it applies to you, change external of you, or change regarding others external of you is inevitable, because the only thing you can control is you. Knowing thyself is the biggest truth. Once you find the truth within, you found God.
Source.
The origin.
Yeah. With no positivity, there's no hope. With no negativity, there's no improvement. To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often. So while you're walking around looking perfect for some of you, if you're not often changing, if you're just cycling on repeat, you're not actually perfect. You might have a form of perfection. You might look on the outside to the outside world and believe within yourself, lying to yourself, that you're perfect. But you lack the integrity. You lack the commitment that's actually required to be perfect. You lack the willpower. You got this form of perfection, but you deny the power thereof. Isn't that ironic? And while I'm on that, it don't make you a winner because your competition got injured, dropped dead, or for whatever reason was unable to continue to compete. And you won defaultably. That doesn't make you a winner. True winners put the work in to get better. They don't just hope the worst for somebody else so that for that other person, their misfortunate default disposition becomes your pseudo-pragmatic position. Yeah. It's easy to look like the top dog when you've not competed against any real opponents. When you've not elevated yourself to a position worthy of facing real competition. It's easy. In the words of some of the greats, it's easy to talk shit from the sidelines. Or up in the stands, in the crowd, from the spectator's perspective. The currents that determine our dreams and shape our lives flow from the attitudes that we nurture every single day. Life requires energy. It requires sacrifice. It requires conscious contribution given over to the collective conscious every single day.
Tithing into the universe.
Spot on. You gotta offer up some grit, a little bit of pain, prior to receiving that pleasure. If you only choose the cup of pleasure, neglecting pain, refusing to subject yourself to your own reasonable level of willful grit, playing it safe or always selecting the easy route in life, pain will be the only remaining cup to be received.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. If you do what is easy, stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. If you do what is easy, surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. And if you do that over and over and over again, somebody's going to show up. Somebody's going to say, I'm the one.
You're not going to find passion playing small. Wow. Seriously, puns tickle me from time to time. That wasn't intentional. Seriously though, you're not going to find passion playing it small. There is no passion to be found playing small. Not any real passion. There's no passion found in settling for a life less than that of the life you're capable of living. Mistakes pack power. Mistakes have the power to turn you into something better than you've ever been. If you feel that you absolutely can't stay positive, don't go negative. Just cruise neutral for a while until you get back up. Your intentions create your reality. Develop that backbone. Follow those intentions. They're leading you somewhere. They're leading you towards greater fulfillment in your life. A single individual with a backbone will overcome more than thousands will with a wishbone. Every situation in your life you've ever overcome, you overcame by tapping into strength you never knew you had. All right, I'm just about through. I'm segueing to the recap. People only know regarding you whatever you choose to disclose about you. No one outside of you can access your consciousness. No one except for you knows the true intention behind any of your decisions. Yeah, I'm aware that's gonna be a hard pill for some to swallow. All those little manipulative mind games. Yeah, that shit ain't flying over here, my boy. Yo, fuck out of here with that. Okay, don't think you know people. Don't think you know the ins and outs without first inquiring from that individual firsthand. Remember, true understanding cannot be forced. True understanding will not be forced. Truth alone, truth on its own, requires no force. The only way one can truly discover God is through purification of your lower self and activation of your higher self. I didn't want to go too deep on this today, but I'll get deeper on a later episode. God, Source, all, the supreme consciousness, the collective whole, it's all the same idea. It all means the same thing.
Cosmic consciousness.
It's just different strokes for different folks. It's semantics. That's all it is. It's occulted. Hidden, not purposefully, not in a nefarious way, but God must be discovered.
Discovered through 3 degrees.
As light transfers to light, the individual and the universal become one. And this is the alchemical marriage.
The only way to discover that light is to go deep within. You've got to face and embrace your inner truth. Fear will cause one to run from those inner things they must confront in order to grow. On a lighter note, exercise, as the saying implies, will provide you the confidence and a surety to walk assuredly into one's own destiny. Exercise gets rid of the demons, the negative feelings, the negative emotions, the thoughts, and the rigid movements. And that's why it's vital to exercise daily. Cut to the end, I'm done.